To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo from inside the Buskirk's covered bridge comes to us from yours truly, as I decided to take a photo from the inside looking out to the light of day on Thursday. The function and form of the bridge does have its own beauty, but pales in comparison to the brightness of the natural light of the sun that shines and invites us out of the darkness. As I am away again this weekend, I'm experiencing firsthand the darkness that can exist when your technology is compromised and you have to scramble to use the resources you have before they run out. I'm on battery power because the absent-minded MT packed everything he needed except the power cable to his laptop and finds the local alternatives to be sorely lacking. So today's message will be brief. Despite this technological limitation and the ire that arises at its consideration, we are still able to have a measure of peace because, despite this minor frustration, God is still on the throne and has blessed us in so many ways that this inconvenience is put in its proper place next to all the good that God has done for us. And that's a key to walking in the Spirit, putting things in their proper perspective. Regardless of negative circumstances, Christians should be thankful for all they have received and have a baseline of joy and peace that they can tap into at all times. The way we tap into the peace and joy that never runs out is to remember that God Himself has saved us and assures us that He is working all things together for good. So we should count our blessings. It's Saturday, and I pray that my friends will use their faith and the power to change their circumstances to have a peaceful and joy-filled weekend. Even with my mild annoyance this morning, my imagination is once again visited by children's television Blue, who is reminding me of the current series we are doing on the examining the clues of the authenticity of someone's Christian faith. This morning, Sam I Am must have taken the day off because he is curiously absent, but Blue has put her paw print on several of the items in the home I am staying in, making me wonder if these multiple clues are in retaliation for skipping the current series yesterday to share the testimony of my marriage proposal. In my mind's eye, I can see Blue paw prints on a Bible, several Christian DVDs, various pictures and wall hangings that proclaim Bible verses or other general encouragements related to the Christian faith, and several Christian books and daily devotionals. As I contemplate these multiple clues all over this house, I realize that Blue is pointing to the fact of their presence in this place to clue us into the fact that they serve as evidence that the person who lives here has an awful lot of things in their home that indicate that they are indeed an authentic Christian. So, as I will remind you, the purpose of our current series is to help us to try to determine if someone who is presenting themselves as a Christian is someone who indeed practices what they preach and lives out their faith in a real way for the purpose of selecting a Christian life partner. While these outward signs are no guarantee of the inward condition of the heart of the person that lives here, the preponderance of the evidence would certainly indicate that they are an enthusiastic follower of Jesus Christ. While the diligent investigator should use more than one source of evidence to prove their case, the presence of Bibles, Christian media, and Christian images and decorations in someone's home are a great thing to discover if we're trying to see if our subject's faith is authentic. So, if you are interested in someone and want to make sure they are walking the walk as well as talking the talk, take a visit to where they live and see if the decor and media they display gives some evidence that they dedicate time and monetary resources to items that can be used as part of a Christian lifestyle. If someone is living out their faith, they will have some physical evidence in their lives of the spiritual reality of their Christian faith. Even when you take it on the road, if you're a Christian, you will pack some things that will give you away as a Christian because no matter where we go, we will endeavor to stay connected to our Lord with our spiritual practice and seek to share the knowledge of His mercy, grace, and love with those we encounter on the path of Christian discipleship. Today's Bible verse is drawn from the NLT Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Matthew 25:21. From the New King James Version, it says, "His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.'" Today's verse describes a good ending that one of Jesus' parables about the kingdom of God. In the parable, Jesus describes a man who gives three of his servants some talents to invest. Today's verse is the master's response to the servant to whom he gave five talents and who was able to trade with them wisely and receive another five talents. The wise and industrious servant is rewarded with high praise and increased responsibilities and the invitation to enter into the joy of his Lord. So through the parable, Christ is pointing to God as encouraging his followers to be faithful over the few things that he has provided them and to try to be wise and increase them with the assurance that we will be pleasing to the Lord and invited to share in his joy. So no matter what few things the Lord has given us as his servants, we should be faithful to use them to give glory to the Lord. But remember, we are not saved by our performance. So yes, we are to try to help to build the kingdom of God by using our talents for God's glory. But because we have made Christ our Lord and Savior, we have already been invited into the joy of the Lord. And we can live every day in it by walking and talking with God. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from June Hunt's Dating, Secrets to Great Relating When Dating. Today's research resource, ask the question, what is love? What is love? Yeah, no, it's not that song that's highlighted Night at the Roxbury, but that is the question that June Hunt tries to answer today with her resource. Like I said, what is love is the question. And if you want to find the answer to that question, go to mtforchrist.org and look at the end of today's blog post. Well, today is Saturday, and I wish everyone a happy weekend. No matter what circumstances you face, with the Lord, you can always find joy and peace if you just remember that there are bigger things to consider in life than what's here before us, and that the Lord has provided us with not only meaning, but purpose and the ability to overcome, as long as we focus on Him and what He has provided. So let me just close this out in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today, for providing for us and for loving us. Lord, we just pray for everyone who's listening. We pray for healing for those who are suffering from COVID-19. And we pray for Pat Kilmer's health condition. And we pray for everyone listening to be blessed by the Holy Spirit with revelation and encouragement and purpose and intuitions to where they should go. Lord, we also pray for provision and prosperity for all those who are listening to this message. And as always, Lord, we pray that they would use our resources to build up their faith by listening to the blog or by reading the blog or by listening to the podcast, the discipleship classes that we provide. Lord, we pray for an increase in people's faith and an increase in our ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.